No, Mr. Brandon Milner.
Now, I believe that we can all agree we are living in trying times and things seem to be going on a downward spiral. We see our country and our world for more or less, they're moving further away from God's laws. There really isn't any more good news out there that we see on our TV or gets published in papers or on the internet. And we kind of are stuck and faced to live with these kind of headlines. I want to read a couple to you so you guys can see if you're not aware. I read recently that Hillary Clinton has rigged the voting machines. I'll read a couple more. Trump stages fake town hall meeting with child actors. And then they get more serious, you know, as you continue to read up on them. For instance, there's a headline out that 1 million without power as Hurricane Matthew threatens Georgia and South Carolina. Another headline I read came across on that topic was 4 million people will die from a hurricane. And that word will die kind of struck me. It didn't say 4 million people may die. It said 4 million people will die from that hurricane. But let's definitely pray God intervenes. And to go a little further, I read a couple more headlines that danger, war. Alert coalition leaked plans to attack Syria with nearly 800 bombers. And right beside that one, and lastly, it said World War III, Russia and Chinese warships spotted off the east and west coast of America. And there are a lot more of these headlines that suggest, you know, we're on the brink of war and just a lot of dampening news is out there. They remind me of the scripture in Matthew 24 and verse 6 where it reads, "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all of these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Now, when we focus on these news headlines and things that are going on in the world today, we can miss out on what God may have right in front of us. Mark 13 tells us to be watchful of world events, and there are many scriptures that warn us of what is to come. But I also think that it's important for us to do what is mentioned in Ephesians chapter 5, which is to redeem the time. Today I want to talk about the importance to redeem the time that God is giving us right now. Now we have come into the fall season and we have already kept the Feast of Trumpets to our Lord, and we are preparing ourselves to keep the Day of Atonement and also looking forward to the Feast of Tabernacles. And I'm not sure of you all, but it seems to me, and my wife, we discussed this, that around this time of year, that we're tested more than any other time of the year. We have so many distractions that are coming from the world. As we are, you know, getting ready to come out of the world is coming out somewhat. They're beginning to celebrate their man-made holidays. Later this month, they will be celebrating what they call Halloween. And I'm not sure if some of you have heard what some of the media is reporting about sightings of creepy clowns in various cities across the country. Now, many in the internet world are saying that there's a more demonic reason behind the appearance of these creepy clowns, and if they are spotted, we definitely should be on high alert and report any sightings of people dressed as creepy clowns. And of course, later in the year, the world will be keeping what they call Thanksgiving and also Christmas. We must not allow all of these worldly things, such as rumors of wars, scary news headlines, or even these nice holiday sales, distract us from what God wants us to learn during this fall holiday season. He has a plan, and he wants us to attend his entire feast, being eager and ready to receive his messages. He has a special individual message for all of us, and we can't let everything that is going on around the world distract us from this. We need to pray to God and ask for help so that we are energized and our minds are clear so that we may be able to receive what he has planned for us. Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 5 and start at verse 15. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. 16. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Now, the Apostle Paul warned us to be watchful, to be discreet, to be cautious, and also to be prudent. Now, prudent is defined as one that can be wise or judicious in practical affairs, one that is discreet or circumspect. Kind of what this scripture is explaining here. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Now, redeeming the time simply means to make the best use of that time. Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 14. And in these set of scriptures, they're outlining tithing principles, but there is something or a command here that God expects from us and we are expected to do during this time. Let's read what that is. Deuteronomy chapter 14, and I'll start at verse 22. You shall truly tithe all the increase of your grain that the field produces year by year. And you shall eat before the Lord your God in the place where he chooses to make his name abide, the tithe of your grain and your new wine and your oil of the firstborn of your herds and your flocks, that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always. Let's please drop down to verse 26. And you shall spend that money for whatever your heart desires, for oxen or sheep, for wine or a similar drink, for whatever your heart desires. You shall eat there before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice, you and your household. So as we see here, we are commanded to rejoice during these fall festivals and during the upcoming Feast of Tabernacles. Let's not let the cares of this world take us away from enjoying and rejoicing during this year's feast. Let us spend valuable time with our families. Let us also fellowship with our fellow brothers and sisters that will attend with us. And one last scripture, let us turn to Philippians chapter 4, and let's read verse 8. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. So during this year's Feast of Tabernacles, we need to meditate on our Maker and our Master, just to contemplate his greatness and be filled with gratitude and goodness of his grace and of his glory. We need to just ponder on his perfection and his personality and the blessings that he is giving us, and just be thankful that he has called us up out of this world. We all know that there may be a lot of distractions going out in the world during this fall season, things that may be concerning, disheartening, or maybe even frightening. Let's pray to God to help us not to allow these distractions to hinder us from receiving the much-needed messages that have been prepared for us. Instead of listening to the news and looking on the internet through these headlines, or even going through these new coupons that they'll be sending out for the holiday season and their sales, let's prepare our hearts and minds for the revealing of God's word by his men servant at this coming feast. Let us remember what is written in Ephesians chapter 5. redeem the time that God is giving us now. Have a blessed and meaningful atonement and Feast of Tabernacles.